The Book of Judges, Chapter 12. And the men of Ephraim were gathered together and passed northward. And they said to Jephthah, "Why did you pass over to fight against the sons of Ammon and didn't call us to go with you? We will burn your house on you with fire." And Jephthah said to them, "I and my people were at great strife with the sons of Ammon, and when I called you, you didn't save me out of their hand. And when I saw that you didn't save me, I put my soul in my hand and passed over against the sons of Ammon, and Yahweh delivered them into my hand. Why then have you come up to me this day to fight against me?" Then Jephthah gathered together all the men of Gilead and fought with Ephraim. And the men of Gilead struck Ephraim, because they said, "You are fugitives of Ephraim, you Gileadites, in the midst of Ephraim and in the midst of Manasseh." And the Gileadites took the fords of the Jordan against the Ephraimites. And it was so that, when any of the fugitives of Ephraim said, "Let me go over," the men of Gilead said to him, "Are you an Ephraimite?" If he said, "No," then they said to him, "Now say Shiboleth." And he said Siboleth, for he did not accomplish correct pronunciation. Then they laid hold on him and slew him at the fords of the Jordan. And there fell at that time of Ephraim 42,000. And Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. Then died Jephthah the Gileadite and was buried in his city in Zephah of Gilead. And after him, Ibzan of Bethlehem judged Israel. And he had 30 sons, and 30 daughters he sent abroad, and 30 daughters he brought in from abroad for his sons. And he judged Israel 7 years. And Ibzan died and was buried at Bethlehem. And after him, Elon the Zebulunite judged Israel, and he judged Israel 10 years. And Elon the Zebulunite died and was buried in Ajalon in the land of Zebulun. And after him, Abdon the son of Hillel the Perathonite judged Israel. And he had 40 sons and 30 sons' sons that rode on 70 donkey colts, and he judged Israel 8 years. And Abdon the son of Hillel the Perathonite died and was buried in Perathon in the land of Ephraim, in the hill country of the Amalekites.